This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the entire world today sees India as a reliable, responsible and resilient partner. Speaking at the World Summit organized by a private media house in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said from electronics to pharmaceuticals and from automobiles to mobile manufacturing, a wave of investment is flowing into India.
आज भारत की ग्रोथ ग्लोबल अपॉर्चुनिटीज को शेप कर रही है. हाल में हुआ EFTA ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट इसका बहुत बड़ा उदाहरण है. यूरोप के देशों ने भारत में 100 बिलियन डॉलर के इन्वेस्टमेंट का कमिटमेंट किया है. इससे भारत में बड़ी संख्या में जॉब्स क्रिएट होगी. कुछ ही दिन पहले यूके के पीएम मेरे मित्र स्टार्मर अपने सबसे बड़े बिजनेस डेलीगेशन के साथ भारत आए थे. ये दिखाता है कि दुनिया आज भारत में अपने लिए कितने बड़े अवसर हैं वो बड़ी आशा के साथ देख रही है.
मिस्टर मोदी स्टेटेड दैट इंडिया टुडे इज इन नो मूड टू स्टॉप एंड विल नाइदर पॉज नो स्लो डाउन, एडिंग दैट 140 करोड़ इंडियंस विल मूव फॉरवर्ड टुगेदर विद फुल मोमेंटम. डिफेंस मिनिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह एंड चीफ मिनिस्टर योगी आदित्यनाथ विल फ्लैग ऑफ द फर्स्ट बैच ऑफ ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल्स मैन्युफैक्चर्ड एट द ब्रह्मोस एरोस्पेस यूनिट इन लखनऊ टुडे. The Lucknow BrahMos unit is the first facility in the Uttar Pradesh defense corridor, where the entire process from missile system manufacturing to final testing is carried out indigenously. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections will take place today. In this phase, polling will be held on 6th of November for 121 assembly constituencies across 18 districts. Candidates can withdraw the nominations until Monday. A court in Belgium has approved the extradition of fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi to India. Mehul Choksi is wanted in the 13,000 crore rupees Punjab National Bank PNB fraud case. The court in Antwerp yesterday ruled that Choksi's arrest by Belgian police based on India's request was valid. This marks a major step towards bringing the fugitive diamond trader back to India to face justice. Choksi now has 15 days to appeal against the decision in Belgium's Supreme Court. If the appeal fails or is not filed, his return to India will proceed. In Afghanistan, at least 10 civilians were killed and a dozen more were injured last night after Pakistan launched airstrike on a border province of Paktika, breaking a ceasefire that had brought 2 days of calm to the border. The 48-hour truce passed nearly a week of border clashes that killed dozens of troops and civilians on both sides. A senior Taliban official said Pakistan broke the ceasefire and bombed 3 locations in Paktika province. The official said Afghanistan will retaliate. Among the dead include at least 3 local cricket players. The killing of the 3 cricketers prompted Afghanistan to pull out a tri-nation series with Pakistan and Sri Lanka scheduled for next month. Afghanistan's cricket board in a social media post said that players had travelled to Paktika province to take part in a friendly match. In football, India qualified for the AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup 2026 with a 2-1 win over Uzbekistan in Bishkek yesterday. And in badminton, star Indian men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the semifinals of the Denmark Open. The duo will take on Japan's Takuro Hoki and Yogo Kobayashi in the semifinals today. Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited BSNL has introduced a 1 rupee Diwali 4G plan as a festive offer for new customers across the country. The plan, which is applicable from the 15th of this month to the 15th of next month, offers 30 days of free mobile services, including unlimited calls, 2 GB of data per day and 100 SMS per day. Announcing this festive plan, Chairman and Managing Director A. Robert J. Ravi said, "The Diwali Bonanza plan at 1 rupee allows people to experience our state-of-the-art Make in India 4G network just as a nation comes together to celebrate." And that is the end of this news bulletin.